Hello, again. Welcome to the Ruby Discourse once more. I am Ramk, and with me today, as ever, is Turtle.
Hi, guys.
We're back, guys. It's like we've never left. And even after our hiatus, we are still, I just checked the numbers, Turtle, the number one Dominions podcast for an unprecedented, I don't know, a lot of months running.
That's quite a streak. I confess I'm a bit surprised. I thought
we are the I believe we were the 2020 Dominions 5 podcast of the year.
Wow, whoa, shit, of like 20. Oh, holy shit.
Yeah,
that'll be true. Nope.
But we're here to talk about Dominions 5, of course, but also about a certain game that we're, I guess, adjudicating.
Yeah,
it's a bad gods game where we're going to take a look at some gods that people have given us.
Yes, okay, so we should explain this.
Go for it.
So in case you're one of, like, I guess the few people listening to this who is not, like, either participating in this game right now or, like, you know, whatever. Okay, so this is
our listening listener base.
Yeah, most of you are in on the joke, but in case you're not, we want to provide for you. The situation is this. So Bad Gods is a theme game that happened a few years ago, right?
Yeah. Must be a few years ago now.
Yeah. Where people, you know, the people were invited to create just suboptimal gods, weird strategies that you wouldn't be. A thing in Dominions is that often, as we've discussed many times, good, like, game-winning stuff and, like, yeah, and fun gonzo stuff are at odds.
It's true. Sometimes the most boring stuff is just to take, like, we're going to get the regeneration Drake on FSR. Here we go, boys. And it's just, like, it worked, but I feel bad.
We get Skele Spam operational for the 9 millionth time.
Just, you're going through the motions.
So a bad god game's happened.
Someone won it.
I won it. I'll be honest. I won it using what I thought was a really suboptimal bless. In fact, I thought it was suboptimal because I didn't take FSR. I was MA Agartha, and I didn't take FSR.
It's like larger, right?
Yeah, I just took larger. Nothing else.
Big statues, my dude.
In all of my test games, what happened was I ran into an AI. And immediately got destroyed by elemental, like, magic of some kind, right? So I was like, okay, this strategy is, like, bad enough, I think, that I, like, you know, or whatever. What ended up happening was I just won the game, you know, and never, yeah, you know, never had a problem.
I was playing Bandar Log with the Monkey King, which was probably a suboptimal god, but not a bad one.
Oh, he's really bad, dude.
I love him. He just kills guys. I mean, he's fragile. But eventually he's not.
He sucks, dude. He's so bad.
So expensive.
He's garbage. He's awful. You guys love him.
That sounds like a good way to get your ass kicked by the Monkey King, my friend.
Great. I'm bringing him.
Calling it. That's Sun Wukong is being called out right now on the cast. I'm probably going to need a new co-host.
Does he even speak English?
Probably.
Anyway.
Taoist wizard. I don't know.
Look, I am on paper. I am on the record now as not being afraid of the legendary Monkey King.
Now, the great sage equaling heaven, huh?
No.
Well, big talk.
No, you know what? I'm not afraid of him.
But let's get back on task. Bad gods.
I'm sorry. Yeah, right. We meandered. Thank you, Ramp, for being just a lighthouse in any gale.
I'm just trying to lead us to the fog of our own thoughts.
It's true. Well,
in these trying times.
You know what? It's helpful. I'm not gonna lie. So, fucking bad gods. Yes. So the problem that resulted, that ended up happening in that game, though, was that, like, people didn't really agree on what was a bad god. Like,
what makes a god bad?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, guy came up with an Uddervass. It's like, yeah, no, that's real good, my dude.
Yeah, I think
the real winner of the Bad Gods game, mm-hmm, was Darth Trebuchet, the teleporting colossal head.
<God. Yeah. laughs> which was also the beginning of a series. That was great.
I love him.
It was great. So yeah, so definitely I think the spiritual winner was Ubaten. U-B-A-T-E-N. Yeah. And that was actually the beginning of a series of times I conned Ubaten twice in a row. And we haven't seen them since. I feel really bad about it. So please come back, Ubaten. I'm sorry for conning you. You were a wonderful creative player, and I apologize.
You need a trophy.
Yeah, Jesus, I apologize for ruthlessly. Anyways, but yes, no. So what they did was they fucking their bad god was they took a fucking colossal head, put like 50 magic on it.
Just teleport it right under someone's cap and just
yeah, research
it down with like Dominion 10 probably. It's brilliant shit.
Research teleport. It was Divine Frog. They were the unlucky recipient. Same person who
banner in a trading caps or something.
Yes, yeah. It was just a beautiful.
I swear we must have talked about this before on the cast, but
we must have. But now it's appropriate. Now it's appropriate. Yes. So you know, and so anyways, you know, and I conned them into fighting the utter dash for me.
Yes, teleporting. We built labs so it could teleport its way there. It was a magical time.
Oh yeah, you helped. You fucking helped. I owe you to help.
How could I not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I love about you, Ramp, is that you're always game for a good time.
I have nothing to prove anymore. I don't care if I win sometimes.
God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point to hit. Some people start there, like Purple makes you think.
Yeah, he's pretty good too, but we'll see how his god is when we get to judgment.
Anyways, yes. So the problem we ran into was like the people couldn't agree
some
on
what gods were too good.
Yes, exactly.
Some people say.
Yeah, and you know, so
friend of the show, Jay Burton's like large statue seems good to me, man.
Well, there you go. So we're running bad gods, but now there are judges, and the judges are us.
Us. Just, okay. You know, because we know all these things. Unimpeachable.
So what I figure we'll do, well, whatever, but at least someone is judging it as opposed to last time when no one was.
Yes, honor system.
Right. So here's the whatever. So what I suggest we do, so you've made a spreadsheet, thank you.
I did.
Why don't we just fucking go down the line?
That's the plan, my dude.
Okay.
So right. The first one, do you want to just alternate introductions here?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so the first one is by player YNRN, Yinrin, I don't know, for the nation, Agartha. And their submission is the Harlem Globetrotters, the leader of the Closed Council Chassis. I think you're looking at this, it's an imprisoned dude, 10 Dominion, that's a lot. But did you see his bless?
I do, I see the bless.
I like it, I think. Farshot, Strength of the Earth.
It's a boulder hurler bless.
I mean, it's not for statues. This can only really be used for mischief, I guess. His scales are kind of good. But he's imprisoned.
So?
I guess it doesn't really mean anything for this, does it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know what? I guess it's a matter of taste. It's certainly a bad god and a suboptimal strategy.
Yes.
I think it's riding the line between like what he wants to do. The scales are good because what he wants to do is he wants to motor out.
Oh, that's true. Boulder. Those guys cost shit. He won't be able to get boulder guys otherwise.
Yeah, they're gigantic. Exactly. So I think that the Gonzo strat is I want to go all in a boulder hurlers.
And I love this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is a fine example. It's nothing flashy, but it's a fine example of like a bad god.
I think I'm voting okay for the Harlem Globetrotters here.
Yes, the Harlem Globetrotters. That's right. Agreed.
Okay, I'm going to make a note. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's acceptable something. They could modify it slightly if they wanted, but like something in the spirit of this is fine.
Yes. Yeah, this is not, these are not final, of course.
Yeah, of course. All right.
All right, your turn.
Okay, so this is Purple XVI, Purple the 15th. No, 16th, something like that. Yeah, Purple 16th in Roman numerals. All right, and they have an acid, oh God, here it is.
Okay, let's see. A dead house plant.
A dead house plant, the Ghost King, Jesus. Okay, all right. Well, you know what I'm going to try to do, Ramp? I'm going to try to post the images of these fucking things.
Okay, so
we'll see. Anyways, okay, a dead house plant, the Ghost King. Okay, so fucking awe, hate weaving, fear. Misfortune 3, a 3, Drain 3,
Imprisoned.
Oh, shit.
He's just going to die.
Yeah, he's going to die. Wow, okay.
I mean, I'd allow it, but I don't think he's going to have fun.
It's definitely a bad god.
You need growth to get free spawn. He can't even do anything.
Yeah, wow.
He scales. Right. Look at Order 3.
Wow.
Production 2. What's his plan?
I guess it's unblessed black centaurs.
All right. Fuck. He's going to... I mean, maybe he'll purple his way through this.
Maybe he'll purple... I mean, well... Purple's
I think we should...
I love him. He dies a lot.
It's true. I mean, sometimes it's a good idea to get rid of purple.
because purple's chaotic, yeah.
Yeah, I like predictable enemies.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people like to have a rational neighbor.
My feeling is that I would tentatively say, okay, dude, but with a note of, are you sure? Because this just might be too bad. He might just die.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a bad god. Like we could allow it in the game.
Yes.
You know, if he wanted to do this, he could do it.
If he makes it, if he survives for 3 years, buddy.
I think the whatever of this is, like, the adjudication process, like if he wants to do this, he can do it. Right?
Yeah.
If he wants to run the shitty god, yeah. He can run the shitty god. Like the only thing we're checking for is the god, like...
The dead house plant.
The house plant is bad. Okay. We recommend something else, I think. But, okay, great.
Yeah. Just are you okay, my friend? Are you sure?
All right. I mean,
all right.
If you want, so give it the okay, I guess, on the spreadsheet. Or I can maybe. Can I do that?
I guess. Okay.
No, all right.
I made it green. Okay. So the next one up is Jarek by Banderlock has not submitted his yet, but
we'll get to it.
Yeah. Next is Beard. Oh, no, Screaming Mech Warrior, I understand. It's not here. The nation is Kalem, Beard. And what we're looking at here, let's open her up. Sorry for party rocking the Destroyer of Worlds. Bad chassis. Let's see.
Hold on.
Farshot Spirit Sight Farcat. His name is Sorry for Party Rocking.
Wait, are you looking at Kalem?
I am looking at Kalem.
I have a different link here.
Huh. How mysterious.
Maybe I clicked the wrong thing.
The Kalem link.
One second.
I think you did.
I did. I fucked up. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you were saying. Firefly Rocking, Destroyer of the World. Great.
So this guy, you've told me about this guy, that he's making an Archer Bless for Kalem?
Oh, he told me that, yes.
Mostly?
Yes.
I mean, Farshot Withering Weapons is, Farcaster is just unabashedly a good thing to have, I think, is it for Kalem? They just shoot lightning bolts, mostly, and those range forever.
Only Thunderstrike. Thunderstrike is like range 100.
Just lightning bolt does too. Orb lightning you can chuck. He's in prison, but that doesn't seem to matter much because none of this is Wagon stuff. And his scales are okay. They're not terrible.
This is the second like range sacred bless we've seen, so we all know the range sacred bless. I'm tempted to let him do it. My concern, I guess, is that this is like a really powerful god, actually, when it wakes up.
Really? I mean, imprisoned has to... Is it really? Unholy Sword, yes, and Holy Spirit. He has, like, the four Stab of Medusa.
It's fucking got, like...
It's the Destroyer of Worlds.
It's not like he's expanding with it.
It says on the table. No. I mean, I feel like this is borderline. I think maybe it's a Farcaster that's making me think it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, this might be a little too good.
Yeah, we're gonna put get back to us on this maybe.
Yeah, maybe take this back.
Add it up a little bit. Maybe go a little farther in.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be interested.
I'm gonna put this in a yellow. I'm gonna put this in a yellow and needs work, my dude. But Beard, we love you all the same.
We do. Of course, we do.
All right.
Beard likes to win games. This is something we know about Beard. Beard likes to win games. Beard was like was loving the broken or allegedly broken JBBM. You get it.
TC.
Yeah, the water. The water guy. Hey.
The water dudes.
I'm doing a let's play. You can find out all about it.
All right.
Enjoy. All right. Anyways, moving on. God of Air U. Oh, it's yes. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's something like Iri or something, right?
I don't know.
Ireland. All right. The God of Ireland.
We'll ask Jay Brereton later.
Does it have a name? No, it doesn't.
This is by Zanric, by the way.
Zanric.
This particular screenshot does not show.
Yes, okay, great. All right.
So what we got here.
I love this guy.
this is thug life. This is Arrow. Is he awake? I think he is. He must be. There he is, imprisoned. This man is gonna succeed where you failed with the thug she blessed.
Well, you know, like this kicks ass. This is let's see, look at this. Bring this down. This well, god
explain to the fans.
This god trashes almost every scale except for luck one. Yeah, bump five, right? And what it does is mostly it gives 24 HP to every shaker.
28, if you can count, because undying counts twice.
It does?
Every point of undying is negative 2 hit points you could do.
Oh, shit. So it's almost a 30 HP buff, although they wouldn't, like, come back after going into undying, but still.
They would die, yeah, but Arrow Thugs can usually cast regen, so.
That's holy. Oh, so
why didn't you do this?
I you know what? I lacked vision. That's what that's good. You know, Zanric has vision, and I lack it. And
there's wow. Frost weapons, Winter's Gift, Minor Cold. They have their own built-in frost brand.
This god sucks and rocks, and I think it's gorgeous.
This is it.
Give this enthusiastic 2 thumbs up.
All right, I'm also down with this.
Great, agreed. Moving
beautiful.
On.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Nasty. Next up, we have Arc Vasti, played Marignon, everyone's favorite Franco-Spanish,
Arc Vasti has been apparently been sitting on this for a long time.
So. Really? Yes. For a long time. All right, let's see it.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see what he's got. It's the God of Marignon, no name on this yet, but it is FSR Ethereal, Awake God. Death skills, turmoil. This is flagellant bless, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very clearly a flagellant. Yeah, yes, it is.
Bizarre
flagellant.
Ethereal is a really bad bless.
It's a really bad bless. I think this is really funny. I think clearly there's a really funny strategy going on here.
Yeah, I mean the gods. Is this the demiurge that has regeneration built into the chassis, or is this some other guy?
Let me check it out. Give me a second.
Because an FSR regen ethereal snake is a pretty good expander.
Well, yeah, it does have 10% regen. That's true. Yeah. So are you concerned that it's not good enough? I mean, that it's not bad enough?
I mean, ethereal's really bad.
Is bad, but only in concept. So the thing about this guy is that this guy would expand find in his dom.
Yeah.
This is really interesting because this is clearly, I think this is a little borderline because this we're like this is bad. It's also like really
good.
Yeah, it's like it's a very good idea. You know that like yeah.
Should we put this for a needs consideration?
You know what? I think that it would be fine if he didn't do FSR.
Okay, I'm gonna put a needs work.
Yeah,
needs work. FSR veto.
Well, I think part of the plan here clearly is to like field flagellants alongside fire elementals.
True.
Right. You know.
He's leaving a lot of fire, and he's leaving his fire and bless bonus blood points on the table.
I don't care about things like that, but I know you do. This is borderline. I don't know. This is like actually a really funny and good idea. It's a real strategy.
Do we let it fly and see how it does against the frost giants of Eru?
You know what? Maybe. Yeah. The other thing about this stuff is that like everybody's gonna be able to like see what the gods are and like maybe rejigger their stuff if they want.
Yeah, probably.
Right, because they're presumably gonna listen to this, right?
Probably, yeah.
Presumably. All right. So you know what? Like, I don't know. Let's
tentative okay.
Tentative okay. As long as people have seen it, like you know, then it's not like this. But anyways, yeah, I could do shit tentatively. Okay. Question mark. Great. All right. We'll move on.
Passing over sleeping pills in Mictlan for the moment because we don't have received anything from him. Your diet balls in your court.
All right, that's me. All right, the god of Oceania from Afro Squirrel.
All right.
So
we have four underwater nations. We'll probably have like two big lakes on this map, huh?
Gosh, we're doing lake fried shrimp or whatever.
Oh, I don't know how many underwater starts it has.
Whatever, man, I don't give a shit.
You should check that.
Nah, fuck it.
Oh, that'd be really bad, though.
Who cares?
I want to give them some space. I want these bad ideas to come out and then die.
Fine. Well, I don't know how to do shit like that, so you're going to have to do it.
I'm going to pass the buck to someone else, and they'll give me a map.
Will they really?
Maybe.
Fuck. Okay. All right. So this is the god of Oceania, which is an underwater pan, basically.
All right.
So we may have to change more harshly. Are you looking at the god?
I am looking at the god.
Okay. There's no name yet. Okay. This thing is fucking... Larger Luck Berserker.
I'm kind of into this. Dormant.
Which is definitely a strategy.
I mean, trash is fucking scales for it.
Like let's take a look. How trash? Yes. Shit. I mean, they didn't do death, but like Luck 3. Yeah. This is
MA. So normally Oceania's big thing is having like myrmidons. Like, you know, just... production just make a bunch of like little stabby aqua satyrs. This guy's going on their Ephroi, their aqua centaurs, but they're not that good.
I like them.
They're they're expensive.
They have lobster claws on their brows, a sure sign of divine heritage.
That's true. And they have like, don't they have poison spikes? Very cool.
I'm looking. Yes, they do have coral birding or something. Yes.
I feel like they don't have an they don't have their hoof attack or something, but no.
Let me fucking see. Yeah, they have poison barbs. They do.
But... Luck and poison barbs is actually kind of funny.
They don't get hoof attack even above water.
Just giant lucky berserkin centaurs.
Can they go berserk? There are cavalry, right? Or maybe
centaurs can go berserk, so I don't see why these guys are going to go berserk.
Okay, well, these are ich centaurs or whatever. So, all right, great. Okay, I'm kind of, I don't know. It's.
I think he's going to pay for it and he's going to regret it. But
well, great. That's the point. Yeah, you know what? This is a bad strategy. You know what? And I'll go back and say, Arcfastis, it's a bad strategy. That's not how you play Marignan. You don't use fucking flagellants.
Yeah, that's also true. They do just kind of suck.
The
knights wouldn't mind it, but didn't he trash his scale some? Not too much though.
He's thinking ethereal.
Let's let it fly.
And the spirit here is also like, you know, like what's it called? He's got this is a bad idea.
It is. It's not a good idea.
But it is an idea, but it's a bad one. So let's do it. I'm in. All right. Okay, makes you think. Shit, your Ramp is abusing his powers. All right.
You can write it next time. All right, so...
I can't actually. You go for it.
Okay, next up is player Gishu playing M.A. Pelagia.
Pelagia.
Big fan. And it's a statue. It's a statue of war named What Is It Good For? Statue of War.
It's funny.
It's supposed to be a bad god, y'all. Not a good god, you know. It's a little humor.
Oh, God. I'm not as familiar with the song. I'm putting it together.
Okay. What do we got here? It looks awake, I think. Awake. Yeah. Okay, it's an awake god with fire shield, fortitude, fate weaving. That's kind of good.
Well, hold on. It's for what's it called? It's for
MA Pelagia.
Yeah, it's for the Knights of the Deep, right?
The Knights of the Deep, and there are three underwater players. three others.
There are three underwater players. Fire Shield, Fortitude, Fate Weaving. I think the problem.
Does Fire Shield even work underwater as a
boss? No, it does. It doesn't. Okay. But I think they know that.
Fortitude, Fate Weaving.
Yeah.
This guy's gonna murder everyone in the water.
He's gonna slaughter.
His scales kind of blow, but
he's gonna slaughter. I think the problem here, if there is a problem, is that it's really hard to make Knights of the Deep bad.
That's true.
However, you know, something
industry's garbage mostly.
You know, something that might happen is he might end up in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
Then his Knights of the Deep couldn't go anywhere.
That's also true.
That would be
eventually really he only gets little guys. This just mostly means he murders everyone else underwater, probably.
Yeah. This
like what's this, the Ichthyids, I don't think are gonna stop this. The Ichthyosaurs.
Well, the thing about Fate Weaving is it specifically negates luck us.
Well no. Oh damn. Yeah, it sucks for them. All right. So, on a slight funny thing, does he actually get underwater free spawn? I think in JBBM they do fix that somewhat. I'm not sure anymore.
Labs yet? The barbarians.
They're just gonna drown. Which I don't think he does actually. I don't think he gets anything. I don't really know anymore.
Oh, who cares? You know what?
In the seas, ravening shark tribe tritons congregate instead. This is great.
Yeah, this is an actual this is a bad idea, but it's also a bad idea. It's going to totally ruin the game for three other players.
So maybe we should send this back.
Yeah, well, maybe we should send.
I'm gonna put a needs work on this.
Yeah, you know, like if you're gonna do something gonzo with the fucking Knights of the Deep, do something gonzo with the Knights of the Deep.
This is I'm afraid, Gishu, you're too good at making gods.
You're too good at making gods. Sorry,
dude. I need to scale it back a little bit.
Sorry, dude. All right. Okay.
All right. You're up.
I am. All right. Well, here we go. God of Ulm. All right. This is M.A. Ulm. God of Ulm. Taking a look. All right.
Who's a player?
Sorry. Shit. Fuck. Randomus Namus.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's looks like a griffin of some kind. Bless itself is 10 times precision, larger, far caster, low light vision.
I think we know what's happening here.
Yeah, it's. I think it's funny, but like it's. I don't know. What do you think?
This might be a too good. It is notable that he did trash his order and production scales, which means he's can't really do anything else. Well. You can actually, once you get enough smiths, it doesn't matter how much production you have.
Well, exactly. And the drain, he has drain three, but he has drain resistance.
That's free. Nature, doesn't count. Yeah, imaginary.
Exactly. Yeah, so.
The chassis is bad. I'll give him that.
Yeah, awake. No, this isn't fair. The only part of this that is even slightly gonzo is larger.
Everything else is just kind of a valid bless. Only yeah, this, do this, 10 precision.
This is just a bog standard, like, fucking kill you with the...
You might do, like, you know, like, 5 or 4 or 5, 6. But.
This isn't a bad god. This is, like, a slightly less than optimal god.
So this is going to... I'm putting the needs work.
Yeah, all right. Is that what you're saying instead of rejected?
I guess so. Okay. I'm being positive, I suppose.
Yeah, you have a son, you know. You got to think about that stuff.
I got to help these people grow.
Yeah.
And become the bad gods they were supposed to be.
All right, here's something fun.
All right, what's the next guy?
I'm looking ahead.
For Mokurin, playing the nation of Yiz.
Yes.
Yes. Mutually Assured Destitution, the Nereid. Looks like an awake god. And what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Does this work?
So I think
Flaming weapons, thunder weapons, frost weapons, poison weapons, and holy weapons.
It's, listen, whatever, whether or not it stacks, even if it does stack.
I don't care if it's, if it stacks, it's beautiful.
It's a, it's a really bad idea.
It's like, it is.
It's a very bad idea. I mean,
they're going to be able to hire like two dudes.
Yeah. Like with good scales, you could get like, you know, one or two more again, like a turn.
I mean, this guy's going to have like, I have like, here's my, my army, my mid game army of like 10 Morvok.
Yeah, this is a bad idea to the point where it's probably not even going to be fun to play. But
yeah, this is definitely a okay. I guess if that's where you want to be, but I don't recommend it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's definitely a bad god.
Oh, that's unimpeachably
bad. It is a bad god. This god sucks. This is a terrible idea. And you know what? I wholeheartedly endorse it. Honestly, you know, I mean, you can stack all weapons blasts. You could, for the price, you can just take a bunch of different blesses. You don't have to get all weapons blesses. But you know what? Like, if you want to own the shit out of the one militiaman you hit around, then like,
God, yeah, it's good. All right, I mean,
the thing that makes Morvok actually good, like, you know, they're not good, but like the thing they're good at is they have a fire breath AOE like brand weapon, like above,
which is cool.
Yes, well, no, but like it
not underwater. They're gonna die underwater. It's to like the Pelagians.
It clears shit. But the funny thing is that none of this bless does not affect that at all. like the fire breath,
no,
unaffected by the weapon bless.
No, it's just like their one like lance probably.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, this is a terrible idea, but you know what, man? Like,
okay, like, that's how you want to be.
Power to you. All right. Okay.
All right. I think we did good work here. Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
Well, I want everyone else to get their gods in.
But... Well, we can revisit this maybe when we have more gods and people have put in their.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to. Didn't we bother some people? Did they respond?
Like in the last half hour to 20 minutes? No. I believe, as we said, Jarek is midway through streaming a Mech Warrior match. And,
All right, okay, so that so we have, of the first nine submissions here, we have six, we have like five good ones, or whatever?
One, two, three, four, five, six. We have six. We have four okays. We have two okay, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And three needs work.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Well, now everybody knows your grade or whatever. Orochi, Derek, and Sleeping Pills, please send us your submissions with taste. I guess we'll try to have them in.
All right. Is that it? We're good? All right.
Yeah, well, why
this
not?
Has been the Ruby Discourse on our, I don't know how many times you've done this anymore. Could someone... doesn't put the right numbers on these things, and I feel very attacked.
You.
All right. Well, this is Rank.
And this is Turtle.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Take care, guys.